Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Begin reading in verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and cure to diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy and reverend is thy matchless name. Lord, we thank you for this evening, Lord, for gathering us together and bringing us in from out of the world for a time to worship you. Lord, we thank you for giving us this place where the gospel is preached, or for all the many blessings of this life you've given us, but above all for Christ our Savior. Lord, for sending your dear Son to die for sinners such as we. Lord, while we have much to be thankful for, we are a needy people. Lord, we need you this night to meet with us. Lord, to bless us with your presence, or will we have met in vain? Please speak to us through your servant this night. Lord, truly, what man is sufficient for these things? We pray for all your sheep that are in a time of trouble, Lord. Lord, you know the needs of your people. Please comfort and strengthen as only you can, according to thy will. Again, Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. Lord, we thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for who you are. Above all, we thank you for Christ our Savior. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need the Lord Jesus Christ. Please save us. Please speak to us. Please have mercy upon us. And see us and hear us only in Christ our Savior. For it's in his name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Good evening. Open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Here we read in Hebrews 4, 16, let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us, believers, those who love Christ, those who rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, come boldly. Think about that. We're instructed to come boldly, to come without fear of being turned away. There's many reasons we could be turned away, aren't there? Our sin, our infirmity. Come boldly. without fear of condemnation. Scripture says, come boldly. Where? Unto the throne of grace. Unto the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Not a throne of judgment. Not a throne of justice. But a throne of grace. Christ obeyed the law. Christ died for our sins. No reason to fear. Back in verse 14 of this same chapter, we read, seeing we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we, God's sheep, His people, His church, His bride, we. Isn't that a great group to be one of? That we might obtain mercy and grace to help. When? When's the time to do that? In the time of need. Spurgeon wrote this. I thought this was so good. He said, the best state in all the world for washing is to be filthy. Is there ever a better time to be washed than when you're filthy? Huh? A person who's filthy is in need, right? In need of cleansing. He said this. He said, the best state for asking alms is to be a beggar. Beggar. Why does a beggar beg? He's in need. Huh? Listen to this statement. The best state in all the world to obtain help from a physician is to be terribly sick. Someone who's terribly sick is in great need, aren't they? In need of a physician. Now, I'm slow, and I know a few other of the folks in here are like this as well. Often slow to go to the doctor. There have been a number of times around our house that I've cut a finger or suffered some type of injury that I likely should have went to the doctor. I've been encouraged at times by Clara and Abby, and they've said, you got to go to the doctor. And I don't know. I'm still convinced that some peroxide, a paper towel, and a roll of black tape go make a great first aid kit. But a couple weeks ago on a Sunday morning, about 12:30 a.m., I woke up struggling to breathe. I was gasping to take a breath. And I don't know why. I was trying to be very quiet about it because I didn't want to wake Abby up. Isn't that foolish? Think about that. It didn't improve. And fortunately, Abby woke up. And she heard me struggling to breathe, and she said, we're going to the emergency room. And I didn't argue. I was in full agreement. You know, I drive by that emergency room practically every day. I don't stop in. I mentioned earlier, there's been times before that I probably should have went. and didn't. Maybe even refused to. What was different on this occasion? I couldn't breathe. I was in need. I was in need of a physician. And I don't know if there's ever been, I can't really ever think of another time when I felt that I was in that great of need to go to the doctor. The best state in all the world to obtain help from a physician is to be terribly sick. It's to be in great need. What did we just read from God's Word? Hebrews 4:16 says this, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help," when? In time of need. Now, for a few minutes this evening, I'd like for us to look at a few folks in God's Word that were in a time of need. The title of my message is this: A Message for the Needy. A Message for the Needy. Now, the first man we read of in God's Word here is a man who needed cleansing. A man in need of cleansing. You know, David, he knew something about the need to be cleansed. He asked this question in Psalm 119. Listen to this. He said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" Now, why would he mention that? "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" I'm filthy, and I need to be cleansed. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Look, beginning with verse 1. Here we see a man that needed cleansing. Verse 1, "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Now, in Luke's account, this man is described as being full of leprosy. Nothing to commend him to man, nothing to commend him to God. And I'm confident this man that was full of leprosy, as he walked around, if anyone came upon him, and I believe we'd have done the same thing. We'd have just turned our heads. Just a despicable creature. We wouldn't even want to look upon him. Full of leprosy. And in the same manner, we are full of sin. Leprosy throughout Scripture pictures sin. In Isaiah 1:6, we read this: "From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there's no soundness in it, nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They haven't been closed up. They haven't been bound up. They haven't been mollified with ointment. And this leper was full of leprosy. And he no doubt knew he was defiled. He knew he was unclean. Why else would he come to the Lord and ask to be cleansed? And we read that he worshiped the Lord. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do just at all times, to fall at his feet and worship him? And he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He knew the Lord had power to save him. That wasn't even part of the equation. He knew the Lord had power to save him. But this question must have been in his mind. Would he save a miserable soul like me? Does that question linger in your heart? Huh? When I consider how filthy I am, when I consider the greatness of my sin, will the Lord cleanse me? I know he's able. But will he cleanse me? I know he's able to justify me by his righteousness. Scriptures are clear, clearly state that. I know he's able to cleanse me by his blood. I know he is able to save me by his sovereign grace. What's Scripture say? Come boldly. Come boldly under the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And he came to the Lord and he said, if you will, you can make me whole. You can make me clean. He believed the Lord could cleanse him. Isn't that what faith is? Huh? Believing Christ? Resting in his power, resting in what he is able to do. And the scripture says this, that the Lord reached forth his hand and touched him. Is there anything, I don't know, I think about this, how reassuring a touch can be. You know, when we're troubled by something, how reassuring a touch can be. And this man was vile. No one had shown him any type of affection. I'm just certain of that. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, reached forth his hand and he touched that leper. You know, to touch a leper was to be made unclean. Consider the goodness and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in touching this leper. Our Lord, in his mighty healing power, reaches forth his hand and he touches him. And listen to what he says. I will. Is he willing? I will. Be thou clean. And immediately. There wasn't any delay. There, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know, a high priest could pronounce a leper clean. But the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed him. God in mercy cleansed him. I ask you, are you in need of cleansing? Come boldly. Come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Well, second, here we see another example of a man in need, a beggar. Turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Look beginning with verse 35. Luke 18, verse 35. It came to pass that as he was coming nigh unto Jericho, the Lord Jesus Christ was coming nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before him rebuked him, and they told him to hold his peace. They basically said, just be quiet. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise unto God. Here we read of a beggar and his condition. He is blind. Another picture of a sinner. That's how we're born into this world, blind. We must be just as back there in creation when darkness covered the face of the deep, and God spoke and he said, let there be light. We have to be brought from darkness to light. We have to be brought from the power of sin and Satan to the living God. And here, blind Bartimaeus sits by the roadside begging alms. He's asking for money. You know, initially, he has no concern for his soul. He has only the flesh. He's asking for alms. Isn't that a picture of us? Isn't that our natural state, taken up with the things of this world? But something happens here. What happened? It says the Lord passed by. Isn't that an amazing thought? Can we just sit and just dwell on that? The Lord passed by. I was thinking about part of that hymn. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. And in the presence of the Lord, Bartimaeus goes from begging for alms to begging for mercy. Those around him tried to silence him, and yet he cried out louder and louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Was he in need? Was he helpless to do anything about it? Did the Lord pass him by? No. In verse 40, we read that the Lord commanded he be brought to him. Huh? In Mark's account, it says that Jesus commanded that he be called. There's no mistake with that wording, is there? That he be called. Romans 8, verse 29. Let me just read this to you. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also what? Called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Oh, if God be for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Bartimaeus, the Master has called you. I don't believe he sat there on the roadside very long, did he? I don't think he said, let me sit here and think about this. He probably couldn't get up quick enough, could he? And the Lord said to him, what shall I do to thee? Bartimaeus, what is your need? What is your need? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And immediately, here's that word again, immediately, he received his sight. He woke up, again, he woke up that morning just begging for alms, doing what he probably did forever, begging for money. And the Lord in mercy passes by and gave him more than his heart could ever desire. And he followed the Lord. He followed the Lord and glorified him. Any question? Is there any doubt that Bartimaeus was in need? Well, third, here we read of a woman in need of healing. Turn to Luke. Turn back a few pages to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, look beginning with verse 43. Luke 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. She had suffered for 12 years. And she had spent all her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. And she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her blood, that issue of blood, was stanched. It was stopped. Here we read of this woman. She had this issue of blood. She had suffered in this condition for 12 years. You know, I get a headache, and about after 5 minutes, sometimes I'm about to just lose my mind. She had suffered for 12 years. Any question she was in need? Again, this is another picture of sin. She had an issue of blood, which by the law would have made her unclean. And when she had spent all that she had, she still was not healed. In Mark's account, it says that she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing better. In fact, she only grew worse. Our Lord said this. He said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You compass land and sea to make one proselyte, and when he's made, he's no better, is he? No, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. I see these physicians as as religious men. And she had went every church in town, had she? Everybody had something different for her to do, and they took everything she had, and she was no better. She was worse. You know, I believe men are often conscious of sin, have some understanding of sin, but are completely ignorant of the cure. They would look to their works of righteousness. Men are happy to do works of righteousness. They'll look for religious duty, ways to serve, ways to, you know, I've heard of men and women required publicly to stand before a congregation and publicly confess their sins. Can you imagine the humiliation of that? My suspicion is this: their condition is not going to be any better, just worse. But this woman, after years of suffering, she hears of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she says within herself, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch the border of his garment. And she came behind him. I wonder, maybe knowing something of her sin, didn't even want to be seen by the Lord. She comes behind him and touches his garment. Was she in need? Was she in need of healing? She touched the hem of his garment, and what do we read? Immediately. Immediately. That blood was dried up. It was stanched. Immediately, she was healed. God's word declares this, that he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him. Now, all three of these examples share a common problem. Whether it's a leper in need of cleansing, a beggar in need of mercy, a sick woman in need of healing. They're all pictures of sinners in need. In need. I won't have you turn to Matthew 15:30. I'll just read it. It says this: great multitudes came to him. Great multitudes came to the Lord Jesus Christ. They came to him. And among those were the lame, the blind, the dumb, the maimed, and many others. They were all in need. Every last one of them in need. And they cast them down at the Savior's feet. And what did he do? He didn't say, you need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. He didn't say, straighten up and get your life right and then come back to me. He didn't say, you need to figure out, you need to give some careful thought about whether you're one of God's elect or not. No. Scripture says this: he healed them. Isaac read to us there from Luke chapter 9. It says in verse 11, the people followed him. He received them. He spake unto them concerning the kingdom of God, and he healed them. And listen to me. Don't miss this last part. He healed them that had need of healing. Our Lord sat and ate with a bunch of publicans and sinners, and they came and ate with him as disciples. And one of the Pharisees saw it, and they said, "Why does your master eat with publicans and sinners? Why is it that's the group of people he chooses to allow to surround him?" This is what our Lord said. He said, "The whole don't need a physician, but they that are sick." You go and learn what that means. I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Sinners to repentance. I'll ask again. Are you in need? Are you a sinner? I won't have you turn there for time's sake. But back in Genesis 41, we read that there was a famine. Remember that famine that was foretold? There were going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And we read that the famine was sore in the land of Egypt. In fact, it says the famine was all over the face of the earth. It was sore in all the lands. And in chapter 42, Jacob, we read this. Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt. Don't know how he came to know that. Somehow it was revealed to him. There is corn in Egypt. And he said, I just picture him kind of, I don't know if they had living rooms, but I just kind of picture him and his boys sitting around the living room talking about it. And he says this, "Why do you look one upon another?" Why are you sitting there staring at each other? Huh? We're here starving, and there's corn in Egypt. Why are we sitting around staring at each other? "Go down thither and buy from thence, that we might live and not die." I believe he's saying we're in need. We're gonna just, if we stay here, we're just gonna sit here and starve to death. We're in need. We know where the food is. Let's go there and buy it that we might live. Doesn't that seem pretty, it seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Huh? I'd ask you the same question this evening. I'd ask everybody in here, are you in need? Are you in need? And if you are, why are you just sitting there staring at each other? Go to Him. You've heard that time and time and time. And you'll continue to hear, I'm confident, from this pulpit. Go to Him. Flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me back to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4, verse 16. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help when in time of need." Let not conscience make you linger, nor fitness fondly dream. All the fitness He requires is what? To feel your need of Him. Well, that's a message. That's a message for the needy. I pray I pray our Lord would bless it. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our God and Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you again for this opportunity to gather together as a people. Lord, that you have assembled us here together this evening. Lord, bless your word. Lord, cause us to see our need. Lord, cause us to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Enable us to look to him, to rest in him. Lord, we pray again your blessing upon this message, Lord, upon this place, upon our pastor. Lord, be with us throughout the remainder of this week, and Lord, return us again at the next appointed time. Lord, again, we beg thee, cause us to see Christ. Cause us to rest in him. For it's in his name we pray and give thee thanks.